Yeah, so a robo-advisor is really just online software or software that you can get to help you in your retirement planning and investing.
So it's an online tool, and it's not free. Right.
Right. I mean, they typically charge a percentage of assets like other advisors do. Based on how much you have invested with them.
And what do they do? Are they helping, you know, pick funds, or are they helping rebalance? How do they actually work
from what you've seen? Typically, from what I've seen, and obviously, I mean, I don't have extensive knowledge or experience, I should say, with them, because we don't use them, but
right.
Typically what I've seen when I've done my research is they'll help clients match their risk tolerance. They'll help them pick some mutual funds. They'll help them, set up a retirement plan.
Right.
Things like that.
Sure. So they'll do kind of the basic work of what an advisor would do. I'm sure when you log on, you probably have to take a risk assessment. You're
yep.
putting in some general information, and then they kind of have an algorithm that
yep.
computes all of these different factors and says, this is yep. what we should do. And it kind of keeps you on track, I would
yep.
have to assume.
It's all based on algorithms.
And,
yep.
and what's the draw of it?
Well, the pain point is the fees, you know, okay. the cost. Most times people look at the cost of an advisor and they think, wow, it's expensive to work with somebody. I can cut my fee in half and just have a robo advisor do it.
Right. What is very generally speaking, what are they costing?
So from what I've seen, they can cost anywhere from, 0.3 to 0.5%.
Yeah.
So still not necessarily cheap by any means, right. but, it's going to be less than working with an advisor.
Gotcha. So we've got 3 points that we want to make here as to why we would not recommend, you doing that. And your first point that you have laid out here is that, basically, you're saying algorithms for investing only go so far. What do you mean by that?
There's a lot that goes into the kind of investments that you have. One of the things that we look at certainly is, cost of the funds themselves and what are they designed to do. Robo-advisors typically aren't going to get very granular, and we feel like that's important. We have a very strict investment policy statement, and we adhere to that, on a monthly basis. We're meeting, and for instance, one of the funds that we were using to generate income, since interest rates were falling, we found that the managers were just taking on way more risk than what they were when we first started to generate income. And so we caught that because we meet monthly and found that, our clients were, starting to get into too risky of a fund. And
sure.
So we swapped the fund out for one that was doing what we wanted it to do. That's pretty granular stuff. That's pretty specific stuff that you're not going to get. And that's one aspect of investing, not necessarily just, retirement planning as a whole.
Right. And when you said we meet, you're talking our team. You guys meet on a regular basis to really discuss what portfolios you have our clients in, correct?
Correct. Yep. The types of funds, what the funds are designed to do, cost, do the mutual fund managers have their own money in it?
Right.
Are they doing what they say they are? So there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. And we, that's mutual funds are just one tiny, tiny aspect of the investing part of retirement planning.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that can go wrong if you're not paying attention to what you're doing.
Gotcha. So that's point number one. Algorithms only go so far for investing. Number two, you talk about how retirement is much more than just investing. That's not the only thing we do here.
Right. As I just said, we feel like there's 8 wealth management issues that clients can do either really well or can cost them a lot of money if they do poorly.
Sure.
Investing is one piece. Family risk management. So how do we manage the different types of insurances? Is it whole life? Is it term? I think we all know the answer to that here. But long-term care insurance is getting so expensive. How do we manage our way through that in a way that's still affordable?
Yeah.
Business planning, retirement planning,
Education planning.
These are just a few of the things that, you can have a robo-advisor make some recommendations for you, but it's there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
And just so people know, these 8 wealth management issues, we have a worksheet that you work through all of our clients through. Correct. To make sure that we're hitting on all of these. So this is like a full package service that people get when they work with us, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay, and your last point here is that robo-advisors don't coach. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a, there's a lot of things that deal with the non-financial side of retirement. Business planning, how and when to sell a business, appreciated assets, how and when to sell those, giving to charities, what's the way to maximize that? You know, we've gone through that on our radio shows in the past, but sure. It's really, how do we maximize the impact of our retirement? And I would say life, you know, not just in retirement, but life in general. And there's a lot of clients that we meet with that struggle with what to do with their wealth, or how do I leave a legacy? And, you know, why we're here is to help our clients figure that out. And you're not going to get that from a robo-advisor.
Well, and I hear this coming from you guys after meetings. Lots of times you'll say, you know, I just met with a client so-and-so, and, you know, we spent most of the time talking about life, kind of the life aspect of retirement. You know, it started off talking about finances and statements and how things are doing, but really, you know, the majority of our time was really, you're a coach. That's the best way to put it. And obviously a robo-advisor isn't going to do it. Not to mention all the repurposed stuff. You know, we talk about, you know, really defining your purpose in retirement. How important is that?
Right. Yeah. It's extremely important, because you can have health, you can have wealth, you can maximize your dollars, you can, you know, get the most tax efficient investments you can. But at the end of the day, we're kind of here to help you figure out what's the point.
Sure.
What is the point of all of that? And how do you, again, how do you maximize your impact both financially and non-financially in retirement? And, you know, you're not going to get that with an algorithm.
Yeah, that is a great point. If you need help with your retirement income plan, if you're contemplating using a robo-advisor to do your retirement, please give us a call. Our number is 320-222-4236. You can always visit us online at tatusfinancial.com. Click on Request a Meeting, little orange button in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. Click there. One of our staff members will get in contact with you and make sure that you get on our schedules. We would love to help. I'm Jared Sebesta, joining you on this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. We'll see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Tages Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online at tagesfinancialgroup.com. Tages Financial Group, inspiring true wealth. Securities offered through HD Vest Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through HD Vest Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through HD Vest Insurance Agency, LLC. 6333 North State Highway 161, 4th floor, Irving, Texas, 75038. Phone number 972-870-6000. Tages Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.